VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us for a special broadcast of Crosstalk today. We will be having our Father's Day tribute here for this year. We'll get to that in just a moment. I do need to make you aware of something that transpired yesterday, though, in the United States Senate. And that was an attempt to put forth the so-called Equality Act up for a vote. As you know, the Nancy Pelosi House already passed this Equality Act, so-called, and has been sitting dead in the Senate, but there was an attempt by Senate Democrats to pass the Equality Act. It was blocked by a trio of Republicans yesterday, but Democrats were seeking unanimous consent for the measure following the U.S. Supreme Court's decisions that came out earlier this week, which we spoke about with Matt Staver, and that 6-3 ruling. We bring this to your attention again to underscore the importance of letting your senators know where you stand on this issue. As you know, the Equality Act will gut provisions of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And so what we saw the court impose upon businesses of 15 or more employees would now have impact upon churches and ministries across the nation as well if the Equality Act moves forward. So we just, again, bring that to your attention, and you can be in contact with your U.S. senators at 202-224-3121. But there are attempts being made to force this. And as you heard the quotes from the likes of open lesbian Tammy Baldwin and open homosexual Mark Pocan, both representing the state of Wisconsin, who indicated, you know, the Supreme Court decision is great to celebrate. It's a good first step, but there is so much more that needs to be done. And this is certainly in the crosshairs of our nation. Here is the passage of the so-called Equality Act. Well, today is, as we turn our attention to a more positive note, are going to be our Father's Day tribute. And I just came across earlier this week a column, though, that was written by Jerry Newcomb. He's been with Coral Ridge Ministries. And I'd like to share the beginning of a commentary that he put out. He said, "Much of the mayhem we see today is linked to fatherlessness. Around this time, we celebrate Father's Day, but recently fathers in our culture have not appeared very important, at least according to Hollywood and other culture shapers. We used to have programs like Father Knows Best or Leave It to Beaver with a respectable father figure. Then we devolved to Archie Bunker on All in the Family. He was the stereotypical bigoted, benighted patriarch who was not worthy of emulation. Then we devolved to Homer Simpson, the buffoonish dad who was anything but a role model. Of course, in many households today, there is no dad, and that's a serious problem. So many of the children in fatherless homes begin life at a serious disadvantage. The breakdown of the family at large has caused a huge crisis in our society. For instance, statistics show that the majority of prison inmates come from broken families. Fatherlessness is a serious blight on American life. As the family goes, so goes society. And contrary to what the left says, who spend much of their energy diminishing traditional gender roles and arguing that whatever family you choose is just as good as a real thing, fathers are integral to the life of a child." That is the beginning of a column that was authored by Jerry Newcomb of Coral Ridge Ministries. His column appears different venues, that one at WND.com. I'd like to hearken back some years ago to Adrian Rogers, who headed up the Love Worth Finding Ministries, quoting from Psalm 128, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine high house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Shall not see thy children's children in peace upon Jerusalem. Yea, thou shalt see Thy Children's Children, and Peace Upon Jerusalem from Psalm 128. And then Adrian said, I'm convinced that America's families will not be changed until the dads in America are changed. The key is the father. God has given us a survival manual, and it begins with the father. He's to be a God-fearing, hard-working, worshiping man of God. He is to be bold, but he must also truly fear God. What is a fear of God? Not a cringing dread of God, but love on its knees. And I'm convinced that the man who fears God the most loves God the best. Dads, your children need to see the fear of God in your life. I've made an observation of fathers, says Adrian. Do you know what makes a good dad? He's a man who's both strong and tender at the same time, strong but not afraid to hug, to kiss, to love, to speak softly and gently to the children. These children of yours are like olive plants round about your table, dads. If you will do this, if you will put the emphasis upon your family, we are going to see good in this nation again. Very interesting indeed. I'd like to also quote from David Peach, who wrote 7 Tips for the Christian Father, saying, Fathers, it's important that we consider ourselves role models for our children. This is not something we can take lightly. It always bothers me when a public figure says that they are not a role model, should not be looked up to for how they live. However, by virtue of being a public figure, they are a model. People who look up to them for leadership, they may or not be a good one, but people are looking to follow their lead. The same is true with fathers for our children. They will always look to us as an example of how to live, saying, do I do as I do and not as I, rather saying, do as I say, not as I do, will not change the fact that you have young eyes watching your every move. And then gives 7 tips for Christian fathers that he says, I hope will be a blessing and help to you. Number 1 is to love your wife. Loving the mother of your children is important to being a good dad. Children derive security and stability from knowing that their parents are unified and love one another. Your children should see you doing things for your wife. It's a good example for them on how they should treat their future spouse. With TV, music, and movies today, your children are being taught that there are many horrible relationships in the world. Your family does not need to be one of those. Also, be a role model. Realize that you are a role model. You should conscientiously and gladly perform that task. Your children will copy what they see you doing, not just what they think you're doing. Smile. Use good manners. Show respect to others at all times. Your children live with you and see you every day. That also means they see when you mess up. Admit your mistakes and use them as a teaching opportunity. Number 3 is to respect your children. Ephesians 6:1, the favorite verse of parents, it says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. As fathers, we like that verse. The next verse says that they should honor and respect their parents. And the chapter keeps getting better and better until you get to verse 4 that says to fathers not to provoke them to wrath. He writes, Give them rules to obey and expect them to comply. When this is done without yelling and screaming, then your kids know their limits and can easily live within their confines of those rules. You may be thinking that children hate rules and won't obey. Turn them around and think how frustrated and provoked you are when you are not sure what's expected of you at work. Every day the boss changes rules or expectations. It becomes a minefield just to step out in the office. Think how much less frustration there would be for you and your children if they knew what was expected of them. Next is to talk with your children. He writes, at certain ages, they want to share everything with you. During those times, you need to be a good listener. This will help them know you care about them and the things going on in their lives. As your children get older, try to find interest in things they're interested in and have that common ground in conversation. He writes, goes on, but his next point is take your children to church. Share your faith with them. They should grow up knowing that you love the Lord. There are an endless number of conversation topics if you both have a love for God's word. Don't expect the church to do all the work in instilling this love. Going to church together is a great step in building that love for God and giving you common beliefs. Next, realize each child is different. Understand that your children are different. Don't try to treat all the same. If one is strong-willed, take time to mold them into someone who will stand strong for the right things. Help them to see they need to be more gracious with others and who don't see the world the same way they do. And goes on to explain that, and then let your children be children. Be patient with your younger ones. They don't have the physical or mental maturity that you do. Allow them to be kids and make mistakes. One of the ways that parents can frustrate their children, provoke them to wrath, is to set unrealistic expectations for them. Seven tips for the Christian father. Very interesting indeed. The story is told by Irving Larson of a young boy who wanted a new suit of clothes, and he asked his mother if she would ask his father to buy it for him. The mother suggested that it might be better if the boy would ask the father himself. The response of the boy was this: "Well, I would, but you know him much better than I do." It's a sad commentary on the relationship of this father with his son, but sad to say, it is all too common. Many fathers keep their children at such a distance, they never feel as if they really know him. Fathers, in the constant struggle to provide all the necessary material comforts for your families, do not neglect the channel of communication between you and your children. Take time to do things with them. Take them on a fishing trip, to a ball game, a camping trip, or whatever they would enjoy. In giving them all the other necessary things, do not neglect to give them yourself. Time spent with your family is time well spent. And above all, use the time spent with your family to teach them about God. Show them how to live a Christ-honoring life, both by example and precept. The family altar is the father's responsibility, and it is important in training our children for God. In a moment, we're going to be giving you a time to call in and give tribute to your father today on Crosstalk. But in doing so, I'd like to also underscore a passage from Deuteronomy chapter 6. Yes, I know this is directed toward Israel, but there's application that we can draw from this as well, where it says, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it. That thou mayest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged." We go to verse 4, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon their hand, and shall be as frontlets between their eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells dig which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of Egypt from the house of bondage." We're told to fear the Lord. Don't go after other gods. Diligently keep the commandments of the Lord in verse 17. Verse 18, to do that which is right and good. And also, when your son asks, you say, "We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and the Lord showed us signs and wonders," and goes on to again point our children to God. Certainly an important role for fathers. Take time and read Deuteronomy chapter 6, some very, very critical verses. At this point, we are going to open our phone lines to give you an opportunity to give a Father's Day tribute today. What do you most appreciate about your father? Is there a life lesson or a spiritual principle that you learned from your father? Here's your opportunity to wish your dad a happy Father's Day and to give a tribute to your dad, whether still alive on this earth or one who has passed. Our phone number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and creation researcher with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, is the metamorphosis of a caterpillar into a butterfly an example of evolution?
No, it certainly is not, Chris. The caterpillar has all the genes necessary for it to alter its shape into a butterfly and then lay eggs which could turn into a caterpillar. This is not evolution. It's simply growth. In fact, this is one of the greatest arguments against evolution. What could cause a perfectly happy caterpillar to attach itself to a tree and dissolve into a mass of jelly and come out with wings and legs and everything that a butterfly has? Natural selection would not do this. All of the genes would have to be present at the beginning and could not have been gained one by one. Chris, I think you recognize this as an evolutionary just-so story. A much better story is the one we read when we go back to Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. It's our Father's Day tribute program for 2020, giving you opportunity to call and give a tribute to your father. I'm looking at the phone lines right now. Every line is packed, so we'll be going to the phone calls. And as we do, as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that means that line is vacant and you can call and be participants in our discussion here today. And because of the number of people who want to talk, we're going to keep you to a minute or less with your comments. So put your best thoughts together and just in a minute or less moment here to make a special tribute to your dad for Father's Day. I know some could take the whole program, but want to give opportunity for as many as possible to participate. So please don't be offended if I have to cut you off and we move on. But keep in mind there are many who'd like to give a tribute as yourself. And we're going to begin with our friend in Miami, Florida. Courtney, you're on the air.
God bless all you fathers out there and the mothers and the grandmothers. I look to my Heavenly Father that supplies all my needs, and also He's given me a chance to say today, you grandmothers, you fathers, you stepfathers, you have a chance to bring your sons and daughters up knowing their Heavenly Father. God bless you all now.
Thank you, Courtney. Weldon in Racine, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
My father was an immigrant, but he was faithful to the Lord, and he raised a Christian family, and I became a Christian, and I miss him very much.
Well, then, thank you for your call here today. Let's go to Ruth Ann in Somerset, Kentucky. You're on the air, Ruth Ann.
Yes. My story is a little bit, I'll make it quick, is a little bit different. I grew up with Tourette's syndrome. If anybody knows what that is, it's an involuntary movement. My dad could not live with that because it came from his family. He told me he didn't like me. He never did like me. He pushed me away, only pushed me to the arms of Jesus and into the arms of other people, good Christian people who showed me the way. And I'm thankful to my dad for pushing me away. I know that may sound backwards, but when you tell your child you don't like them and you never have, you're better off to push that child away and just let somebody else take over. And I thank my God that he did.
Okay.
And he got saved before he passed.
Praise God for that. Praise God for that. Thank you, Ruth Ann. And fathers, I'd like to encourage you not to push your children away. But let's draw them to Christ. Let's draw them to Christ. Thank you, Ruth Ann, for sharing. Timmy in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I'm very thankful for my father because every single day he works very hard to help raise our family, and he helps me every day and helps me in my Christian walk. And so my whole family can say Joshua 24:15, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And I'm also thankful for my Heavenly Father, and then my brother wanted to say something.
Okay.
Have Father's Day, Danny. Love you.
Very good. Thank you, young people. Appreciate your call here today. We're going next to Al in Bridgeport, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Jim, thanks for taking my call, and I was glad to hear Courtney's voice today. It's very uplifting, loving. Listen, my dad's been gone 4 years in August, and he was 94 years old, but it only took him the last 15 years of his life to be born again, and that's what I'm so proud of him the most of all. Growing up in the Depression, Dad was really hard, very stern, and but by golly, let me tell you, Jim, when he became saved, it softened him up, and he was just so gentle and just so loving. And you got to be the spiritual leader of your household, just as what the young man just got in the scripture, and there it is, brother. It's right.
Amen.
There. You got to be the spiritual leader.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Maxine in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to recognize three World War II vets. And first is my deceased father, Orville Brandis. my 95-year-old neighbor, Charles Quick, who's also from South Dakota originally, and a good Christian brother, Orville Knapp, 97 years old, and he lives in Nogales, Arizona. And I also want to acknowledge all fathers that are farmers and ranchers.
Thank you, Maxine. Pensacola, Florida. Jim, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to pay tribute to my dad, who's in heaven. My dad came home from work one day when I was 9 years old, back in 1953, and he said, "Gather around, family. Something exciting happened to me today at work." During break time, he was reading his Bible, which I didn't even know he had a Bible, and he got saved. He got into Romans, and he read, and he prayed and asked the Lord to save him, and he shared it with us that day at home, and I accepted the Lord that evening, and that's been many, many years ago, and the Lord has been so faithful over the years. I have a wonderful family, a Christian wife, and 13 grandchildren, 5 children, and we're all active in church, and the Lord is just blessed, and I'm eternally grateful.
Amen. Thank you, Jim, for your call from Pensacola. Lincoln, Nebraska is next. James, you're on the air.
Thanks. I just want to say that I love my dad, and I'm thankful that he goes to work to bring home money so that we have a house to live in and food and clothes. And I also just want to say that every Saturday that he has a chance and he's not doing his work, that he just helps me learn stuff outside. And I just love him. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Thank you for your call. Andreas in Espanola, New Mexico, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to pay a tribute and thanks to my earthly father, William, who I stayed with when he went through a divorce. And he never left me. And I want to pay tribute to my earthly, my heavenly father, Jesus, who also never leaves us or forsakes us. And all my patriarchal, my grandfathers, great-grandfathers, all of them.
Yeah.
Because without them, I wouldn't be one-fourth the person that I am right now. Thank you.
God bless you, Andreas. Doug in Ringgold, Georgia, you're on the air.
Well, I can remember when my dad used to play ball with us. We didn't ever cook kids come in, and, oh, he'd monkey shine, and he'd be the picture. And I can remember when I did the same with mine. And I want to say one thing about young fathers out there. Spend every waking moment that you can with your children.
Mm.
And I commit one more thing. Saturdays was get ready for Sunday day. We went to church, brother. We didn't miss, no matter what.
Great. God bless you, Doug.
Yes,
happy
sir.
Father's Day. Mamie in Ironwood, Michigan, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm calling to wish my husband, Eugene, a happy Father's Day from his wife. He has been a wonderful husband and Christian man. Likewise, my father. Thank you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you all.
Thank you for calling. Debbie is next in Zanesville, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes. I was going to say my dad, he was a good stalwart. He worked a lot. I wish he was home more, but I loved him because he stood for Christian values, which is hard to go by these days, Jim.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Debbie. Tom in Port Wing, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to say about my father who taught all of us to pray fervently before we sat down to eat. And when I was 10 years old, I asked him for a section of his garden, and he said he would let me have it, but I had to nurture it and take care of it. I did, and the next year he gave me the whole bottom section to feed not only me then, but my family and my grandchildren now.
Amen. Thank you, Tom. And folks, write down our number. Have a couple open lines, 800-733-9829. Lincoln, Nebraska. Elizabeth, you're on the air.
I love my dad because he is a good Christian man, and he's taught me so many things, and I love him because he is my dad.
Hmm. How old are you, Elizabeth?
9 years old.
Nine. Thank you so much for calling today. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Waukesha, Wisconsin. Matilda, you're on the air.
My dad was a godfather of 11 children. He was a great provider It was such a gentle and kind mother, father. And I thank God for him. And I thank and God bless all the fathers in this world.
Amen. Thank you, Matilda. Appreciate your call here today. Let's go to Benjamin in Pasco, Washington. You're on the air, Benjamin.
Hi. I want to thank my father. He's been such a blessing to me. I like working with him. I want to wish a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Great. And how old are you, Benjamin?
11 years old.
Great. Thanks for calling today to Crosstalk.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Okay, that was Benjamin in Pasco, Washington. And from Washington, let's go to the state of Kentucky. Berea, Kentucky. Jim, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd just like to say a happy Father's Day to my father that has gone on to heaven. He was a wonderful father, and I try to be as half as good of a father as to my son that he was to me and my sister.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And our lines are opening up quickly. 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Our next caller is in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Rose, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, God bless you, and thank you for taking my call. And I just want to wish my dad a happy Father's Day, although he's been in heaven since 2003. He didn't talk about God much, but he sure lived the example of a good, godly Christian life, and for that I'll be eternally grateful.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for your call.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye. That was Rose. Let's go now to Naomi in La Crosse, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to say I'm very thankful for my dad, Kevin Blum. He works hard to provide for our family. He's been faithful to my mom. He's been loving to us, and I've just been blessed, and I can't wait for him to walk me down the aisle next week.
Great.
Love you, Dad.
Thank you, Naomi. Let's go to Michael in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to say that I was an Arizona foster child, and I came to know Christ when I was 25. And then I had a mentor who mentored me for 7 years. Yeah, his name is Wayne Schuert, and he taught me how to have a real relationship with the Lord, how to walk in faith in Christ. And now I have 5 children, and the things I learned from Wayne, I'm able to pour into my kids, and it's a beautiful thing. And so I just wanted to say, and on Father's Day, he's the one that I call.
Very good. Thank you, Michael, for your call. From Phoenix, let's go to another Phoenix caller. This is Maureen. You're on the air, Maureen.
I would like to pay tribute to my father, who was a railroader. He came and went. I don't want to give you too much information. I mean, he learned to have faith in Jesus through him. He really didn't say a lot, but I always watched how he lived, and he would write letters. He would write prayers. I just saw how he lived, and I just as I was calling in, it just struck me. How subtle that was and what an impact he had.
Amen. Thank you, Maureen.
Thank you.
Okay, that's a couple callers here from Phoenix. We're just seconds from a break, so we're going to take the break and we'll come back. The whole next segment, taking your calls here today on Crosstalk. And every time you hear somebody hang up, that means that line is open, available for you to call. And write down the number so that's available for you, which is 1-800-733-9829. I see the lines are all packed at the moment, so wait until after this next break, and we'll be picking up your calls and give you further opportunity to call in to make your tribute today for Father's Day 2020.
Our society is being influenced by the entertainment media, and we don't even realize it. Why is it that many Christians entertain themselves by watching movies or programs that take God's name in vain, or feature sensual activity on Saturday night, and then go to church on Sunday to praise His name? That's the underlying message in the DVD, Power of the Air by Dave Cristiano. This moving story features a missionary from Africa who warns that the church in America is being deceived and in great danger. A Christian that hears this message is convicted and makes a significant change in his life and sets out a plan to reach his city with the gospel. Watch this story unfold in the DVD, Power of the Air. Available now for a donation of $18, with additional copies available for a donation of just $10 more. Call 1-800-729-9829.
It's our Father's Day tribute here today on Crosstalk, giving you an opportunity to call in. And lines are packed right now, but they'll be freed up momentarily as we take more of your calls here today. Write down the number. It's 800-733-9829. Let's go to Idaho. Abigail is calling in. Hi, Abigail. You're on the air.
Hello. I want to give a tribute to my father. He was not raised in the most Christian home. He was actually emotionally and physically abused, but he grew up and became a Christian, and he's been a missionary overseas. He's currently living in Ghana, Africa, as a missionary for the Bible Missionary Church, and I'm just thankful for the way that he's lived a steady life and been an example to us that you can rise above your problems and above what you were raised to be and be something for Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Abigail. Let's go to Pine Knot, Kentucky. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I would like to give honor to my dad. I am so thankful to have a dad like him.
Thank you for your call. Let's go to Maxine in Kelloggsville, Ohio. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'd like to give a tribute to my dad. He is long gone, but he was one of the best. He was born on the 4th of July. And we celebrate it every year. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Next to Surprise, Arizona. Hi, Carol. You're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to pay tribute to my dad, who was a pastor with the Salvation Army. He led us in devotions twice a day. He himself read his Bible 90 times. That's 90, not 19.
Wow.
And he was a wonderful example, and we miss him very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Next is Robert in Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. Great. I wanted to wish my father, Rod Mora, a happy Father's Day. He raised me. My real dad passed away, and I really appreciate this man. He stepped in and took care of me, and I haven't been in touch with him, but if he's listening, happy Father's Day.
Great.
And God bless all of the fathers.
Thank you, Robert. Maybe this will be an occasion where you can get back in touch with them again.
That would be great.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye. Ridgeway, Wisconsin. Brian, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I would like to give God thanks for the godly men in my life. My father would not start the day without showing me that he was actually reading the Bible and praying. And my dad was a World War II vet, infantry, Frankfurt, Germany. My uncle was a POW in Japan. My grandfather was infantry, World War I. My mom's brother was a POW in Vietnam. And my mom's uncle was an original survivor of the USS Indianapolis. And I was able to have contact with all these men. They greatly influenced my life in a godly way.
Amen. Thank you, Brian. We've got Jack next in Windsor, Kentucky. You're on the air, Jack.
Yeah, thank you. My dad has always been there for me, and at 84 years old, I can always count on him whenever I need anything. He's been such a blessing in my life. I just want to praise God for him. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Mike in Zanesville, Ohio. You're on the air.
This Mike, I'd like to say hi to my father, happy Father's Day, and God bless you guys for station. I'd like to wish you all happy Father's Day, too.
Thank you, Mike, for your call. And let's see, next to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Kevin, you're on the air.
Hello, Jim. I want to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
First, and my father has been dead for about over 6 years now. Not a day goes by I don't miss him, but one of these days I will see him again up in heaven, and I also want to wish every Father, happy Father's Day.
Amen. Thank you, Kevin. Jeremiah in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
I'm thankful for my dad because he helps me with my homework, and every Sunday, he makes me glad because we go to church together.
Mm. It's a good thing to do together. Thank you, Jeremiah.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. Roger in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling for my father. I'm 86. My dad, when I was about 6 years of age, my mother had one of my brothers on her lap, and it was during a revival time, and she called, jerked on my dad. I can still see it. Jerked on my dad's coat and said, Roger wants to go up to the altar.
Hmm.
And I'm glad Dad didn't say I was too young or not understanding, but he did. And every Sunday morning, Sunday night, prayer meeting night, revival time, we were in church.
Yeah.
And now my children, I got three children, and they're all, I like that First John, we read about that the children might know the truth.
Hmm.
And I'm glad to pass it on to my grandchildren.
Amen.
And we've got 8 great-grandchildren, and a number of those have already given their hearts to the Lord.
Praise God. A tremendous heritage. Thank you, Roger.
We always had family worship every morning.
Hmm. Very good. Spiritual impact.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call. The spiritual impact of a father that lasted in Roger's life, it's going to have an eternal impact. Alice in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. My father was not a Christian. He provided me with a good home, with clothing and food. My father was an example of not going into debt, that if he couldn't pay for it, we didn't buy it. By the time I was 10, I came both oceans. He loved to travel. But can I tell you the most wonderful thing about my father was on March 9th of 1982, he was about to have a surgery. He'd been very ill, basically, before that, couldn't eat. And a little nurse's aide asked my father, are you saved? My father said no. But, you know, he bowed his head, and when he did, he said, it's done. And that night when I saw him after the surgery, he couldn't talk. But from his mouth came the praises of God, and he shot his hands up towards heaven. I thought the Lord was going to take him then, but instead he took him the next night after he still praised the Lord. The next day, oh, I thank God for his goodness, and I did have a godly example. My uncle, Lawrence Grayfield, my mother's brother, was a godly example for me as I was growing up.
Amen. Thank you so much, Alice. Thank you. What a moving testimony. Let's go to Isaac in Caledonia, Michigan. You're on the air.
I just want to say that even though none of us are perfect, my dad has definitely shown a good example to me and my brother of how to be a good godly man and a good dad, and I pray that someday I will follow Dad's steps.
Amen. Thank you, Isaac. Tim in Mitchell, South Dakota, you're on the air.
I want to honor my father for raising me and for giving his special training and for showing me how to be a good father.
Amen. Thank you, Tim. Riley in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
I just wanted to say I thank my dad for showing me how to work this place on the farm and showing me how to follow his steps and how to trust him and know that I have my siblings on my back.
Hmm. That's great, Riley. And what is your age?
I am 9 years old.
9. God bless you, Riley. Keep looking up to your dad as he looks to the Lord.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Lori is calling next from Michigan. You're on the air, Lori.
Yeah, I wanted to thank God for my father. He was pretty rough around the edges, a farmer, a dairy farmer, a hard worker. And sometimes life was bad. He fought my mother a lot and stuff. But I remember one thing. He forced us to go to church no matter what we wanted to do. And the church was actually a really great church. And Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival, camp services, and I could never get away from it. And I learned those old hymns of the gospel, and I learned scriptures because of some of the pastors who were very scripturally minded. But before my father died a few years ago, he was laying in the bed, and they had him all drugged, and he came to a little bit. And he began to ask my nephew, who was ministering to him, Do you think he could really forgive me? And my nephew was singing the song, Though Your Sins Be as Scarlet, They Will Be as White as Snow. And he read John chapter 14, where Jesus said, you know, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. My father was gloriously saved. And he woke up, even though he was drugged, sat up in bed, held my brother's hand and my nephew's hand, and he was praising God, and he was looking up at the ceiling, and he was so excited, and he was just, and that, my father was not the kind of person to praise God like that, but he did. And in such a glorious way, my brother bent, or my nephew said, Grandpa, do you see Jesus? And he said, yes. And when we all stood watching my father, he died so peacefully that you wouldn't know he was dying. It was though he just went to sleep in this most peaceful, unbelievable way. And I know he's in heaven waiting, and I dream that he's waiting there and that someday he's going to hug me. And I had a dream that my father welcomed me in heaven.
Lori, thank you so much. And I know you could go on the whole program, but I need to stop here at this point to get others on as well. But thank you. Thank you for sharing such a moving testimony. Let's go to Tanya next in Kentucky. You're on the air, Tanya.
I want to say happy Father's Day to my dad, Steve Allen, in London, Kentucky. Thanks, Dad, for all you do. Love you.
Thank you for your call. Our number, 800-733-9829. Many of you have gotten busy signals, but we've got some open lines. Give us a call. Chuck in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chuck. I'm wanting to just give thanks to my daddy. In 1963, when I was 8 years young, he led me to accept Christ into my heart on a swing set. And I'm so fortunate that I still have him today to visit with and talk to about God's Word. And I found this scripture that I wanted to just offer, Proverbs 16:31. A gray head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. And I wish you a happy Father's Day as well, Jim.
Thank you, Chuck. God bless you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Hillsboro, Wisconsin. Holly, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Wow, today has just really been an awesome program, hearing all these people calling in and giving their testimonies and talking about their relationships with their fathers. It's just beautiful. And once again, I'm so thankful for what you're doing here and all that, you know, you deliver to us. But also my father, for what he's done and instilled in my life, my faith, and also my father of my children, for just being absolutely everything I prayed for and everything that they deserve. So
Amen.
To keep them really God's love.
Amen.
And so thank you and God bless you.
Thank you for the call. We've got Steve calling next from Wisconsin. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
It's Dave, Jim, but thank you very
Dave.
Much. I'd like to praise my heavenly father for saving my earthly father. My dad never cracked the Bible. We didn't grow up in a Christian home, but he feared God, hard worker. And at 87, he was never sick a day in his life. He contracted lung cancer and he passed away. But 3 days before he passed away, his his oldest grandson visited him and led him to the Lord.
Wow.
And it was so powerful, Jim.
Yeah.
40 years my wife and I prayed for my dad. And it was through the second generation that he came to repentance. And I asked him a question, and the next day I said, Dad, I said, if there are jobs in heaven, what do you want to do? He said, Dave, I want to be a doorkeeper. My dad didn't have a clue of any of those biblical issues.
Yeah.
But he said, as the teamster he was, he said, but I only want to work days.
Oh, my. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Steve, for sharing that. I'm up against a break. We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
For worldviewreport.com, I'm Brandon House. So they're calling for ending police, defunding the police. Yes, there are some that want to do that. There are others that are more strategic, and what they're doing is they're pulling off the Hegelian dialectic process. Big fancy word, just means opposites fighting each other. Those who want police, those who do not. Those who want Marxism, those who want a constitutional republic. Those who are saying, let's end the police, are now supporting, encouraging, directly or indirectly, looting and rioting and burning. which causes most Americans to say, are you kidding? We need the police now more than ever. So what happens? There is a meeting in the middle with people like Ilhan Omar and other Marxist and Islamist. And what they're openly calling for in their own document, known as the Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement document, is neighborhood councils that oversee the police. And who do you think will sit on those? Marxist and Islamist. That's who will be overseeing your police. What kind of police do you think they'll hire? This is a Hegelian dialectic brainwashing operation.
It's our Father's Day tribute, and wow, this is one of the best Father's Day call-ins we've had. What a joy, and just to know the spiritual impact dads having upon their family, as well as families having upon their dads. Some tremendous testimonies today. Let's go to Nakusa, Wisconsin. Charles, you're on the air.
Yeah, say, you know, I never ever heard my dad or mother ever say I love you or anything like this. But, you know, they were addictive. I just wanted to be by them all the time. When I was away, I was married and lived in another city. I wanted to come home, and they were on a farm, and I just wanted to be by them. And my dad, a lot of time, he wouldn't even say anything. You know, we'd be here and there doing work. If we got closer, we'd do some small talk. And everybody in the neighborhood always seemed to be helped out by my dad. It seemed like he was needed for everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, I love my dad with all my heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Charles. Esther in Foley, Alabama, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to say two things. Number one, there's so many people who've had bad fathers, fathers who haven't done what they should, and I want to pray that they will all look to the Heavenly Father who's perfect and forgive their fathers, because we're all human and we need the Lord's forgiveness. So I wanted to mention that. And number two, I had a very wonderful father. He was Jewish, and he didn't come to know the Lord till he was 65. And he and my mom used to go around to the shopping centers and just talk to people and pray with people and talk about Jesus.
Amen.
And they were very passionate. So I just wanted to say thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Esther. Let's go to now Livingston, Tennessee. Brenda, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I just want to say happy Father's Day to my father in heaven. I miss him every day still. And he was the one that took my brother and I to Sunday school and church when we were little. And even though I got away from the Lord in my teen years, and I still remembered those Sunday school lessons and my teachers and everything I had learned, and I eventually came back. But I just, like I said, I love him, and I still miss him every day.
Thank you, Brenda. John is next, Pensacola, Florida. You're on the air, John.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to thank God for my dad, Ivan. And he's a huge blessing. He's almost 88 years old, and I just, it's great that he loves the Lord, and he has a huge family. He's got great-great-grandchildren, and he's probably got 40 underneath him. Hmm. And as far as children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful dad and grandpa, and we just love him to death. Amen. Thank God for him.
Thank you, John. Let's go to Anaya in Kentucky. You're on the air, Anaya.
I'm thankful for my daddy, and I love him.
And how old are you, Anaya?
Seven.
Thanks for calling Crosstalk. Okay, Katie in Kentucky, you're on the air.
He's a wonderful dad, grandpa, and
hello, Katie. Katie, you're on the air. Okay, let's go to Fred in Milwaukee. Fred, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to thank God for my father and actually both parents, as well as the Gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, the way home to them.
Thank you so much, Fred. And last time here to give out our number today, 800-733-9829, to squeeze in just a few more phone calls. Make sure you're listening to your phone, not to your radio, because there is a significant delay that is put in there here today to Crosstalk. Again, that's 800-733-9829 for Crosstalk. A Father's Day tribute today. as we're nearing in upon that day, and certainly lives that are being impacted by dads. And we're hearing that firsthand today on the broadcast. And certainly, I trust that your heart is being stirred by so many of these callers phoning in. Sometimes it's one who is calling how their father came to know Christ late in life. Others who are sharing how their father is one who led them to faith in Christ, and what a joy and blessing it is, even as we have in the epistle of 3 John, where it says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So this is our final call here on the phone number, 800-733-9829. And again, be sure you're listening to your telephone, not the radio. Alabama Jim, go ahead, you're on the air.
I just want to say that my father prayed for us and our family day in and day out. Now, he's passed, and I've picked up the mantle, and I'm fortunate to be able to say I'm praying for my children and grandchildren the same as he did. Amen. Thank you for taking my call.
Amen. Thank you for your call here today on Crosstalk. Let's see. Our next caller is from Monroe, Tennessee. Mike, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to say happy Father's Day to my dad that's in heaven. Daddy wasn't a Christian as I was growing up, but he did make sure I was in church every Sunday.
Yeah.
And I just want to wish him a happy Father's Day.
Amen. Father's Day. Amen. Thank you, Mike. And again, another saying, my daddy took us to church. How important that is, Dad, as you model what's important in your life. Is it the extra time up north or fishing or whatever it may be? Is it in the house of God? Melissa in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to say thank you to the Lord for all the fathers out there. My father's in heaven, but he was a wonderful example of a man. And I want to thank the Lord for my wonderful husband, who is such a blessing to our family. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate your call. We're going to get one last call in. This is from Two Harbors, Minnesota. And Judith, you're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say thank you to the Lord for my father. My dad worked really hard. He covered five states and was on the road all the time. He was an Irish Catholic, and he loved the Lord Jesus Christ and taught us kids about him. I shared Christ with him when he was dying in the hospital. And he wasn't fully conscious, so I'm hoping I'm in for a big surprise, a wonderful surprise when I get to heaven. But my dad was a great dad. He did so much with us and took us fishing on the St. Croix River, and we traveled with him every single summer when we were out of school. He was a good, good dad, a wonderful provider, and he loved my mother.
Thank you, Judith. Appreciate your call here today. And that closing music says we've run out of time for the broadcast, but I hope your heart has been stirred today, stirred by the testimonies. And dads, sometimes you wonder, is it worth it? Am I making an impact? You've heard the testimonies today. Your life is making an impact. Let's turn the hearts of our children toward the Lord, and let's be those faithful examples that God has called us to be. Happy Father's Day, and thanks so much for joining us today on Crosstalk.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.